Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Let's get started with the North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony. It's presented in partnership with the North Carolina Arts Council. It's at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Tuesday, May 20th at 8 o'clock. General public tickets are $22. You can get a lot of information by calling 919-664-8302. Celebrate North Carolina's artistic heritage at the 25th anniversary of the North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony featuring five masters of the state's traditional arts in a unique concert and award presentation. The North Carolina Arts Council created the Heritage Award program to recognize outstanding traditional artists with a Lifetime Achievement Award. More than 100 North Carolinians from our state's music, craft, dance, and narrative traditions, among others, have received this important recognition. These recipients have spent their lives learning, honing, and sharing their artistry. Five artists, including three musicians, will be honored at this year's ceremony. Grammy Award-winning fiddler Bobby Hicks of Madison County, jazzman Bill Myers of Wilson County, whose band The Monitors is now in its 55th year, Arnold Richardson of Halifax County, a member of North Carolina's Halawa Saponi tribe and master of the Native American flute, Western North Carolina weaver and crafts advocate Susan LaVille of Jackson County, and fifth-generation potter Sid Luck of Moore County in the infamous pottery town of Seagrove. Once again, that's the North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony, Tuesday, May 20th at 8 o'clock in the Fletcher Opera Theater at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Next up, at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary, they present its Hobnob Jazz Series featuring Peter Lamb and the Wolves on Wednesday, May 14th. The gates open at 5:30. Music starts at 5:45. Tickets are $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. Buy all five concerts in the series this summer for $20. A North Carolina-based band formed by saxophonist Peter Lamb in 2008, the music features strange, eclectic melodies and sounds from around the world, combined with a funky New Orleans groove. Parking at the venue is owned, venue-owned parking lots offer free parking and are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Patrons may bring in picnics, but no alcohol may be brought in for the jazz series. Check out the food and beverage options page on the website for items available for purchase inside the venue. Blankets and lawn chairs are allowed. Pets on leashes are allowed. For more information, contact the Coca Booth Amphitheater office at 919-462-2025. Again, that's the Coca Booth Amphitheater Hobnob Jazz Series featuring Peter Lamb and the Wolves on Wednesday, May 14th. Also at Coca Booth, Opera in the Pines on Saturday, May 17th. Opera is for everyone, and nowhere is that more keenly felt than in a beautiful outdoor setting such as Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater, where 14 acres of Carolina pines cloister a spacious lawn and a grand proscenium sails like a ship off the lake. Join Maestro Myers, the North Carolina Opera Orchestra, and spectacular featured singers for this engaging program of popular opera and Broadway favorites. With free admission for children under 14 years of age, this will be a fun and casual evening the whole family can enjoy, rain or shine. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the music starts at 7. Ticket prices, $37 reserved, $25 for the lawn. Patrons are permitted to bring picnic dinners to the Opera in the Pines at Cocobooth Amphitheater, May 17th. Willie Nelson and Allison Krauss in Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas. This concert, originally scheduled to play Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on May 4th, was moved to Monday, May 19th at 6 o'clock. All tickets will be honored for the May 19th performance. If patrons are unable to attend the new show date, a full refund will be offered at the original point of purchase at etix.com, by phone 1-800-514-3849, or the amphitheater box office. And for this program, the doors open at 5, the show starts at 6, reserved seats are $59.50, reserved table seats $54.50, and lawn seats are $49.50. Also coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Jack Jackson with special guest ALO perform Wednesday, May 21st. And the opening night for the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest series is Beethoven's Fifth. The program is set for Saturday, May 24th. William Henry Curry is resident conductor and Summerfest artistic director. Summerfest opens with one of the most powerful pieces of music ever written. Also enjoy selections with citizen musicians during Play with the Pros. Play with the Pros features citizens musicians who joined the North Carolina Symphony for select works. Ticket prices are inclusive of tax. Lawn price $30 in advance, $32 the day of the show. Table price is $32 in advance, $34 the day of the show. Group prices are available for 10 or more people. Please contact the group sales coordinator, Kim Little, at 919-789-5505 for more information. Alrighty, let's switch from Cocobooth Amphitheater to the Durham Performing Arts Center. And we've talked about this for a couple of weeks. Coming up May 13th through the 18th is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It stars Diana DeGarmo as the narrator and Ace Young as Joseph. One of the most enduring shows of all time, Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, is the irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son. Retelling the biblical story of Joseph, his 11 brothers, and coat of many colors, this magical musical is full of unforgettable songs, including Those Canaan Days, Any Dream Will Do, and Close Every Door to Me. Book your tickets and be part of the magic. And that is, you can ask about the tickets at 919-680-2787. That's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, May 13th through the 18th. Another show coming up at DPAC, Mamma Mia, May 30th through June 1st. Mamma Mia is the ultimate feel-good show that has audiences coming back again and again to relive the thrill. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life at this smash hit musical that combines ABBA's greatest hits, including Dancing Queen, SOS, Super Trooper, Take a Chance on Me, and The Winner Take It All, with the enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. Whether it's your first visit or your 14th, see the show that has the whole world coming back for more, because every time feels like the first time at Mamma Mia. A content advisory, most parents would find this program suitable for ages 5 and above. A reminder, kids at DPAC, all guests require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances. You can contact DPAC at 919-680-2787. Also at DPAC, the Triangle Rising Stars Showcase and Awards Show on June 2nd. DPAC, in conjunction with Theater in the Park and Playmakers Repertory Company, and with the help of the sponsor WTVD ABC 11, are thrilled to announce the 2014 Triangle Rising Star Awards at DPAC. The Triangle Rising Star Awards is an education initiative to celebrate students who participate and excel with wide-ranging talents in their high school musical. The showcase event and award show will feature live performances from the program's finalists pulling from high schools in all 13 eligible counties surrounding the Triangle. This year, the Triangle Rising Star Awards will select Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Production, and Best Chorus Ensemble through an ongoing audition process from participating high schools' musicals in the 2014-2015 season. Don't miss this rare Triangle appearance of American rockers Weezer. That's coming up at the DPAC on June 5th. To date, Weezer has released 9 full-length albums, 6 EPs, and a DVD. Their debut album, Weezer, a.k.a. The Blue Album, has been certified triple platinum in the United States and remains the band's all-time bestseller. Weezer's much-anticipated second LP, Pinkerton, was released in 1996. Pinkerton eventually went gold in record sales and has been a steady seller ever since. The band followed that success with Maladroit, which was released in 2002, reached number 3 on the Billboard 200, and was certified gold. The band returned to the studio again to work with Rick Rubin on their 5th full-length album. Make Believe appeared in May 2005 and eventually went platinum in multiple countries, hitting number 1 in Canada and number 2 in the U.S. The top 10 single, Beverly Hills, earned the band their first Grammy nomination for Best Rock Song. For more information about the Weezer concert, contact DPAC at 919-680-2787. Events coming up soon at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Now through the 11th, this weekend, North Carolina Theater presents Driving Miss Daisy at the Fletcher Opera Theater, the charming, heartwarming tale of an unlikely, life-changing friendship between an elderly Southern Jewish matriarch, Daisy, and her chauffeur. This you should check to make sure that the final performances have not been sold out. You can do that by calling 919-996-8700. And there may be tickets still left for Sid the Science Kid. This Broadway Series South event is part of the Storybook Theater Series and benefits Marvel's Kids Museum. Come join Sid the Science Kid and all his pals in this super-duper, ooper-schmooper live show. Once again, you might want to make sure you check with the Duke Energy Center and that number, 919-996-8700. Would be kind of difficult to find anything better for the summer than free or not-so-expensive concerts in the outdoors around the Triangle. The Oak City 7, all of the shows take place in City Plaza starting at 5:30. In addition to local bands, there are plenty of food trucks and local beer is available to purchase. The bands are still being finalized, but shows take place on alternate Thursdays starting May 29th, and they run through August 21st. Picking in the Plaza in downtown Raleigh, this is a new bluegrass concert series in the City Plaza designed to complement Oak City 7. The shows are on alternate Thursday from June 5th through August 28th from 5 to 10:30. Like Oak City 7, there will be food trucks and local beer available. The Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. This popular series is always a good time if you like to dance or just hang out with friends. The shows are on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 on the Commons. The series runs through August 14th. In Durham, there's the Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series. These free concerts in downtown's CCB Plaza run through Thursday, August 7th. The music starts at 7 o'clock every Thursday. Music on the Main is at Streets of South Point. Shoppers can enjoy live music every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Cinema Circle stage. Right now, event planners have announced the lineup through May, but the series continues through October. The Back Porch Music on the Lawn. Check out this music at the American Tobacco Amphitheater on Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m., and that series starts on May 15th. Moving to Chapel Hill, Fridays on the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn. Every Friday to the beginning of October, enjoy some of the best live music around on the Carolina Inn's porch. It's free to hang out and listen, plus the kitchen offers seasonal picnic offerings. Elsewhere around the Triangle, Downtown Sounds in Garner. Previously Music Off Main, Downtown Garner's music series is back again. Shows are from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. The Clayton Town Square Concert Series. These concerts are on the third Thursday of every month from May to September. They take place at the Town Square from 7 to 9 p.m. Head out early to grab some dinner at local restaurants offering some pre-concert deals. We've got the Six Sundays in Spring in Wake Forest. These are held at the E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater on Sundays from 5 to 7. There's plenty of fun for the family and different food and drink options. The series runs through June 1st. Last Friday's music series in Hillsboro, along with plenty of art and activities in historic downtown Hillsboro, you can enjoy free music on the lawn outside the courthouse. Concerts are on the last Friday of every month through September, starting at 6:30 p.m. Bluegrass in the Village in Goldsboro, the North Carolina Bluegrass Association, is hosting these free concerts at Waynesboro Historical Village. They take place on the first Saturday of the month through October. The Pinecone Music Series. Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, works to bring traditional music, dance, and other folk performing arts to the area. They are hosting several free concerts this summer, in addition to Pickin' in the Plaza and some other shows in the area. For instance, on Saturday, June 14th, it's the South Carolina Broadcasters at Sertoma Amphitheater. Friday, June 27th, the Church Sisters at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Saturday, July 12th, Birch Mountain Duo at the Sertoma Amphitheater. And Saturday, August 8th, it's Boo Hanks and Lightning Wells at the Sertoma Amphitheater. New this year, as we've mentioned earlier, from Pinecone is the Midtown Bluegrass Series. Sunday Ramble in the Park at North Hills' new Midtown Park Amphitheater. Shows are on the third Sunday of every month from May to October. The concerts start at 5, but get there early with your instruments for a pre-concert bluegrass jam. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, 6 shows are on the schedule so far, highlighted by a Loudon Wainwright III Iris Dement double bill on July 12th. The pairing of R&B singer Lisa Fisher with the acclaimed documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, July 26th. Expect 8 to 10 shows by the end of the season. The big art event in Raleigh is coming up soon, Artsplosure. The Raleigh Arts Festival is Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th. It takes place, of course, at Moore Square Park in downtown Raleigh. Artsplosure is a free outdoor two-day annual celebration of the arts. About 60,000 people attend each year. The fourth annual Southeast Crab Fest is Saturday, June 14th from 4 to 7 at Pullen Park. There are tickets for this event. This event offers the Lowcountry heritage of outdoor cooking of fresh seafood. This all-you-can-eat extravaganza will offer fresh, out-of-the-ocean blue crabs, Lowcountry boil, which is shrimp, potatoes, corn, and beef sausage, and, of course, there's music and family fun. Early bird tickets are $20. General tickets are $29. The tickets for kids ages 4 to 12 are $12.50. If you'd like some more information, call 980-202-1142. The Got to Be NC Festival is coming up quickly. It's the weekend of May 16th at the State Fairgrounds. Celebrate North Carolina's farm bounty at the Got to Be NC Festival, blending the largest assembly of antique farm equipment in the state with a full carnival with games, rides, and great food. Free gate admission and parking. Classic car show is on Friday. Harley rally on Saturday. Tractor parades daily. Big cart, bluegrass band contest on Saturday. Draft horse pull Friday night. Tractor pulls on Saturday, and so much more. About 95,000 people attend that each year. Celebrate Fuquay Verena Festival is coming up on Saturday, June 7th. That's from 10 to 4 in downtown Fuquay Verena. It includes live entertainment, a 5K run, children activities, classic cars, fabulous food, and a craft show. Once again, that's Celebrate Fuquay Verena, Saturday, June 7th. Carrie Marshall, who does jazz and blues, will be at the Pittsboro Roadhouse and General Store in Pittsboro on Thursday, May 22nd. At PNC Arena, Sesame Street Live, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Children 1 year and up are required to have a ticket. There is an opening night discount. Most seats are $12. Tickets can be purchased online at the PNCArena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, and by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Bruno Mars and Katy Perry have concert dates scheduled at PNC Arena in June. Bruno Mars on June 14th, Katy Perry on June 22nd. Kim Lenz and the Jaguars will be at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh on Monday, May 12th. Flame-haired keeper of the Rockabilly Flame, Kim Lenz, comes into her own on her long-awaited third album, It's All True. The sound is as vintage and pure as it's always been, seemingly recorded into a single-ribbon microphone and in complete takes with the Jaguars ripping it up behind her gutsy vocals. Price $8 online, $10 at the door. Call 919-821-1120. Neon Trees will be at the Lincoln Theater Saturday, May 24th at 8 o'clock with Nightmare and the Cats and Small Pools. Neon Trees from Provo, Utah, are Tyler Glenn, Chris Allen, Elaine Bradley, and Brandon Campbell. They honed their new wave tinge sound locally before being chosen to open for the Killers in 2008, shortly after they signed to Mercury Records and released Habits, which spawned the platinum-selling breakthrough single Animal. The track peaked at number one on Billboard's Alternative Songs chart, number two on the Rock Songs chart, and was featured on Glee. That's at the Lincoln Theater on Cabrera Street in Raleigh. You can call 919-821-4111. An Evening with Woodward and Bernstein is coming up Thursday, May 15th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Join in welcoming the two Pulitzer Prize winners, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, who broke a story about the Watergate break-in and helped bring about the downfall of President Richard Nixon. David Crabtree, award-winning anchor and reporter for WRAL-TV, will moderate the evening. Once again, An Evening with Woodward and Bernstein at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Prices for the tickets, $35, $50, or $75. Age suitability, 18 and up. And the phone number to call is 919-831-6060. Obviously, a lot of concerts coming up at Walnut Creek Amphitheater and Red Hat Amphitheater. At Walnut Creek this weekend, Dierks Bentley with Chris Young and Chase Rice. It's the Riser Tour 2014. May 29th, Journey and the Steve Miller Band. June 7th and 8th, Luke Bryan with Lee Bryce and Cole Swindell. It's the My Kind of Night Tour 2014. And June 22nd, Tim McGraw with Kip Moore and Cassidy Pope. It's the Sundown Heaven Tour 2014. Of course, Walnut Creek is located on Rock Quarry Road in Raleigh. The phone number is 919-831-6400 for more information. At Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, May 17th, George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic. Tickets start at $10. June 3rd, it's Il Divo. June 5th and 6th, Widespread Panic and with Galactic. June 12th, Vampire Weekend with Cults. June 25th, Counting Crows with Toad the Wet Sprocket. June 28th, Love and Soul with Norman Brown and Jonathan Butler. June 29th, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Rick Springfield. The Red Hat Amphitheater is on McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information, call 919-996-8800. A reminder, if you are a baseball fan, please note that you can listen to all Durham Bulls games on 620 AM radio, WDNC The Buzz. You can also listen to home games on Time Warner Cable Sports Channel 323 or 1251. The Bulls host the Charlotte Knights May 13th through the 16th and the Louisville Bats May 17th through the 20th. The Carolina Mudcats games are available through a partnership with TuneIn Radio. May 12th through the 14th, the Mudcats host the Lynchburg Hillcats, and May 15th through the 18th against the Salem Red Sox. And finally, now that we've moved into the month of May, please keep in mind that Monday, May 26th is Memorial Day, the national holiday to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. Memorial Day, or Decoration Day as it used to be known, started to remember Civil War dead. But after World War I, the day expanded to honor those who have died in all of America's wars. In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It is now celebrated on the last Monday in May. On Memorial Day, the flag of the United States is raised briskly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position, where it remains only until noon. It is then raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.